This is Survival Radio Network, and we thank you so much for helping us to reach over 2 million. That's right, 2 million downloads. You're listening to The Paula G Show, where we expand the mindset through worldwide conversations. You can stay connected with us by visiting my website at paulagvoice.com. You can also join our group page at The Paula G Show, where you can visit and listen to the past episodes of The Paula G Show. You can also join our business page at Paula G and My Journey with Paula G, which is my award-winning television show that airs Thursday mornings on WATC2, that's TOO.TV, 1130 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the Atlanta area. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel if you miss the radio shows, you miss the television shows. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel. There's a playlist for everything right there. Paula G Voice on YouTube. If you have any questions, comments, you might be interested in being a guest, underwriting opportunities, you can still reach out. Paula at PaulaGVoice.com. Also, episodes are available on iTunes, Mixcloud, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher Radio. And we want to thank B. Ferg, who actually is going to be joining us next month on one of our episodes. We thank him so much for the opening and closing theme music to The Paula G Show, and his music can be found on Spotify, iTunes, and Tidal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, as we always say each and every week, time is precious. Lord have mercy, Jesus. We are finding that out and just how significant that is each and every day. So, again, for you all to think it not robbery to spend an hour of your precious time listening to this show is truly appreciated. We thank you so much for your listening support. And we also thank you all, for those of you who are watching and following My Journey with Paula G on WATC on Thursday mornings, thank you so much. Hulu, Roku, Apple TV, Truly, Google Play, you can find the episodes on there as well. Also in the DeKalb County area on Access DeKalb 25. And we want to thank our underwriters at Creekside Dental, The Good Acting Studio, My Coffee Shop, Survival Radio Network, my homegrown folks right here, Clark Garrison and Clicks Photography, Lusu Designs, Positive Power 21, the producers along with Jerry Royce Live of My Journey with Paula G, and LB Tax Service. We thank them all so very much for their support. Well, I hope you all have had a good day, you're having a good day, or you will have a good day, depending on when you are listening to this podcast. We are still in the midst of this whole pandemic, so some of you may be currently listening, some of you may be listening live, some of you may be listening a little bit later on, some of you may be listening, you know, some years down the road. And if you are one of those that are listening years down the road, guess what? We made it through, right? You made it through. You made it through as well. And, you know, we are all going to make it through this, you all. I know it seems so overwhelming. I know lately I've been overwhelmed myself and in people that I've talked to and, you know, things I've seen on social media and messages that I've gotten. We all, at some point, are a bit overwhelmed, and we are overwhelmed at different degrees depending on what our personal situation is. You know, for those of you who are in a small home with many family members, with small children, your level of being overwhelmed might be off the chart. For those of you who may be in a larger home, might just be yourself or a spouse or one other person, might be overwhelmed, but, you know, maybe not as much as some others. But regardless of what the degree is, you all, I just want to encourage you to wake up every morning, get up, and just be positive. I know it's challenging because I am speaking to myself. We have got to continue to remain positive and not get distracted by our current situation that we are in. I was watching the news the other day, and there was a gentleman who was a farmer, and they were interviewing this farmer, and he was saying how he didn't know how he was going to make it. He didn't know if his farm was going to survive. He just couldn't see beyond the moment. And he was cleaning out some area of his property. I don't know, it might have been an attic or something. And he found a diary, and I believe I had this right. He found a diary of his great-great-grandmother, that the farm that he lived on was, you know, it was a legacy, had been in the family for years. He found the diary of his great-great-grandmother, I believe it was, dated 1918, where she wrote about the pandemic during that time and how she handled it and what her feelings were. And it gave him encouragement because it caused him to realize, you know what, if she were able to get through it during that time, what, 102 years ago, certainly I can get through it as well. And I think I mentioned on a previous episode, there was this commercial. I thought it was the cutest commercial. It was a woman, she was 100 years old, and the commercial, she was reflecting on the year that she was born, 1920, and what her mother, along with the other pregnant women, women who were giving birth, what they had to go through during that time to be safe and to stay healthy, and what the nurses and the hospital staff and so forth had to go through. So it was a photographic journey back to 1920, and you saw photos of, you know, everyone wearing masks and how cautious the new moms had to be. And then there were photographs of her throughout her childhood growing up. So you could see the progression from that time period where everyone was wearing masks, where there was a lot of sickness and there was a lot of death and there was a lot of sorrow, from that time period to coming out of that and things getting brighter, you know, to the point where this woman was up 100 years old and her message was to expectant moms and new moms in 2020 to not be discouraged, to not give up hope, to not worry that things will be okay. We can look back in history. 9/11, those of you who have followed me for a while, who may have read my book, who may have been listening to this show for a while when I had my former husband on some years ago, and you know, I've always said that 9/11 was the first day of the rest of my life, but I didn't know it at the time. And if I were to think back during that time, I was so overwhelmed that I didn't know how we as a country were going to move on, how we as a country were going to get out of that whole situation, how we as a military family were going to survive and move forward, because at that point, you know, everyone was called up and everyone was deployed, and it was such an overwhelming time period. I couldn't see past that time period. And you know, look at us now, we're what, 20 years later, 19 years later, you know, and life has changed for us. It definitely has changed. We're still going through the airport, we're still taking our shoes off and our socks and our belts and all of these things, but we're here, you all. We're still here. We're still standing. We have survived. We got through it. It wasn't easy. Along the way, lives were lost. Lives were changed forever. There was hurt. There was sorrow. There was tragedy. Absolutely. But also in the midst, there were moments of joy, and there were moments of victory, and there were moments of overcoming. If we look back during the biblical days of all the plagues in the Bible, you know, for those of you who are faith-based, all of the plagues in the Bible, all of the situations that occurred in the past that people had to go through and overcome, and the one common thread that I observe, and y'all might have a different opinion, so you can, you know, certainly reach out and share, was that they overcame it one way or another. Life on the other side of it may not have looked like what it was before. You know, they might have walked into a new norm. Things never went back to the way they were before, but life was still enjoyable. Life was still livable. And that's what I want to share with you all today. Yes, right now, some of us have been sheltered in place now for what, 3 months? 90, is that 90 days? You know, I can't count. 90 days. You know, jobs, our economy, all of it. I don't have to run down the list. Y'all know. But we have to wake up. every single day we've got to get up and we've got to do something to make that day a productive day. You know, some of us may feel like, what's the point? I don't want to go. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. I can't go to work. You know, and you're just tempted to lay in bed all day. Just get up, take a shower. Get up, take a shower. Just that one step. Accomplish that one step. And then from there, you know, get breakfast or get something to eat. Go for a walk, one step at a time. You know, we always say one day at a time. Sometimes it's one step at a time. Sometimes it's one moment at a time. You know, but whatever it is, we've got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. We've got to keep moving forward. This is the hand that we have been dealt. However we have been dealt it, you know, we can point fingers. It's this one's fault. It's that one's fault. It started here. It started there. At the end of the day, at this point, it really doesn't matter because it's here and it is what it is. And we've got to deal with it. You know, we've got to deal with it. We are at a point in our society where we may not all necessarily agree with the direction that our leadership would have us to go in. We are across the charts on that. We've all got different opinions on that. What it boils down to is we've got to make decisions that are best and sound for ourselves and for our families. And that may or may not be in alignment with what everyone else is doing. It may or may not be in alignment with the leadership. When I start thinking about things like this, I start thinking about Noah. You know, and I know I reference the Bible a lot, but for me, you know, I always say that this show and a lot of what has occurred for me in my life has been answers to prayers that I've prayed based on what I've studied in the Bible and how so many people have gone through so many things and have overcome. And I think about Noah, and I think how that must have been a lonely place. The land is dry as a bone, and, you know, God told me to build an ark, so I'm building an ark, and everyone's looking at him like, you know, dude, you're tripping. You know, we haven't had rain since who knows when. There's not a cloud in the sky. It hasn't rained in years. What are you doing? I can only imagine how lonely that must have been, but he did what he knew to be right. He did what he knew to be right, and he followed that journey. And I know there may have been days when he doubted. There probably were days when he doubted. But he did what he knew in his heart to be right. And that's what I'm saying to each and every one of you. It gets to the point where you've got to do what you know in your heart to be right for you and for your family. In an ideal society, it would be absolutely wonderful if everyone treated their brothers and their sisters like they would want to be treated, if everyone was considerate of others, if everyone thought of others, if everyone had a giving, caring, generous, compassionate heart. That's not the world we live in, unfortunately. So we get to a point where we've got to make decisions that are best for ourselves and for our families. So I encourage you to do that in the midst of the naysayers, or maybe everybody else is not doing it, but you feel that that is what is right for you and your family. Doggone it, do it and stand on it. Do it and stand on it. We always do, at each point in our lives, we do what we feel is best at that moment in time based on the information that we have, you know, where we are emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of those things. We have to make the best decisions for ourselves. And we may look back and say, you know, maybe I should have made a different decision. I could, the shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know, that always happens. But whatever decision that you make at that particular moment in time, stand on that decision, be comfortable with that decision, and know you made the best decision given that particular moment in time. So I hope that helps someone this evening. When I was advertising for this show, I had mentioned about six things that, you know, I wanted you all to keep in mind during this time to kind of help you, you know, get through this season. And I'm going to share this with you in just a moment. But a couple of things I want to mention also. You know, in the past, during the month of May, I've always dedicated the month of May to the military. And this year, for one reason or another, that did not occur. But I do want to take a moment and recognize those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. On this past week was Memorial Day weekend, and we want to take a moment and recognize those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and that's the sacrifice of their life for this country, lost their lives during active duty service. They leave behind family members who have to live on a daily basis with that loss. And I posted something the other day. You know, sometimes I struggle with the whole happy Memorial Day because, you know, for me as a former military spouse, there's nothing happy about lives lost. You know, there's nothing happy about lives lost. And I think sometimes we get Memorial Day confused with Veterans Day, whereas Memorial Day is to honor and recognize those who have lost their lives during active duty. Veterans Day is to honor, recognize, and celebrate those living veterans who have served this country. So, you know, I think we have to remember that difference. We have to remember that distinction and be sensitive to those who have lost their lives and be sensitive to the families. And during this time of COVID-19, we've lost a lot of our veterans. We've lost a lot of our military personnel for one reason or another, and a lot of it has been politicized, I know, but at the end of the day, their lives have been lost. They've served this country. Many of them have been in multiple wars only to be in their winter season of life and succumb to a virus. It's just heartbreaking. So we want to remember those who have passed during this pandemic season, those veterans who have passed during this pandemic season as well. And also, we, as you all know, our very own Clark Garrison, he continues to recover from brain surgery that he had at the beginning of the year, and we continue to keep him lifted in prayer. But at this time, we want to give him the opportunity to recover and to heal. And in some instances, you know, those things take some time. Those things take some time. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour when we will, you know, hear that voice and hear that laughter and that smile again from Clark as he, you know, decides what direction he may want to go in when he is healthy enough to do so. But at this particular moment in time, we want to take a moment to share with you all and just to recognize the 10 years. Survival Radio Network has been on the air for 10 years. There's been a lot of podcasters throughout those 10 years. And I think I've been with Survival Radio Network for 5 or 6 years now. And you all know Clark gave me my start, and I'm so grateful to him just for everything that he has poured into me professionally, the opportunities that I had to do live remotes with some amazing people, and I'll be sharing that in the next few weeks, some live remotes with some amazing people, just the lessons I learned, the things that he has taught me. I'm looking forward to the day where we get back out there again. And we engage in those live remotes. So, Clark, if you're listening, I'm ready. When you're ready, I'm ready. But at this particular point in time, you know, there comes times, there comes seasons where, you know, one door closes and another door, you know, opens down the road. So as of June 30th, with mixed emotions, I think it's mixed emotions, as of June 30th of this year, 2020, Survival Radio Network will be going off the air. All of the shows will be ending at the end of June. We will all still be broadcasting through June. I know many of us will be having past guests on, but Survival Radio Network will be going off the air after 10 years of great, dynamic, inspirational, motivational radio. It has indeed been a journey. It has indeed been a ride. But on the other side, there is more to come. We're not quite sure what that looks like right now. We're going to take a moment and regroup and see what that may look like. So, you know, we want you all to stay engaged, and we want you all to stay tuned. And if you listen to some of the other shows, stay connected, as some of the hosts will be moving to different platforms. For myself, I'm going to be taking a bit of a break, and I'll resurface down the road for live radio. Not quite sure what that'll look like at the moment. But in the meantime, Wednesday evenings, 8:30 p.m., you can go to the Paula G. Show group page. There will be an episode of the Paula G. Show posted on that group page. We've got 6 years of shows. Now, I know y'all ain't heard all her last show for the last 6 years. If you have, email me. If you have listened to every last show over the last 6 years, email me at paula@paulagvoice.com. And I'd be even magnificently impressed if you can name them all. I'm just kidding. But seriously, if you have listened to every last show, email me, paula@paulagvoice.com. But we will be posting every week. We're still going to stay engaged because we have a lot of great shows that we want to go back and rebroadcast. So those shows will be posted. A new show will be posted every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. on the Paula G. Show group page, so you can still continue to listen. Also, on my YouTube channel, there's a playlist, the Paula G. Show. Shows will be posted there as well, so we will still stay engaged. You will still have the opportunity to listen to the Paula G. Show. And also, on Fridays, I will be posting, it'll be like a throwback Friday. Clark and I did a lot of live remotes in the Atlanta area. We did the Atlanta Film Festival, the Hope Global Forum, the Dream Academy. We did a lot of live remotes and interviewed a lot of amazing people. So on Fridays, I'm going to start posting those videos so you all get a chance to see. I know you've seen some of them, but you haven't seen all of them. So we're going to be posting those on Friday. So Friday will be like a throwback Friday of SRN, Survivor Radio Network, live remotes with Paula G. Voice and Clark Garrison. There might be a couple in there with Chloe Taylor Brown and a couple of the other hosts from days gone by as well. On the Paula G. Show group page, so make sure that you stay engaged. And if you haven't gone to the page and joined the page, go ahead and join the page. And then at any point, you know, if you don't get a chance to go there on Thursday or Wednesday evenings, 8:30, or Friday mornings when I post the live remotes, it's okay. It'll be there. You can go at your leisure whenever you have the opportunity, and you can listen on Wednesdays or you can view on Fridays. Also, my YouTube channel, there will be playlists for both of them, the Paula G. Show, and I think I have the live remotes. I think it's labeled SRN live remotes, Survivor Radio Network live remotes, something like that, that I'll have it posted there, okay? So we're still going to continue to bring you great programming. Just it'll look a little different. And as Clark continues to heal and as we continue to get through this pandemic, I've shared with you all before, there is life on the other side. And for many of us, this is an opportunity for us to A, rest, B, regroup, look at some of our options, look at some of the things that we've done, look at some of the things that we desire to do, that we can practice, that we can work on, that we can perfect. So as we emerge on the other side of this pandemic, we emerge with new ideas, new visions, new dreams, new platforms, new brands. It's exciting times are ahead, y'all. Stay positive. Exciting times are ahead. And I want to share with you very quickly before we go to break, six suggestions. How about that? Six suggestions, and some of these are repetitive, but six suggestions for you during this time. I've shared this with y'all before. I'm telling you, and even you, gentlemen, journal, write down your thoughts, write down on a daily basis. I'm telling you, it helps. Don't worry about grammar, spelling, punctuation, none of that. Just write however you're feeling on that particular day. Get it out, because a lot of times, you know, we hold these things in. We hold these thoughts in our head. You know, they swirl around in our head, and then we, you know, this movie starts playing in our head, and sometimes we exaggerate things in our imagination. In reality, they're not as bad as we create them in our heads. So I encourage you to journal, write your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, how you're feeling. Write those things out. And then, you know, write, okay, I'm feeling this way today. What can I do to feel better? What can I do to get myself out of this funk? If you're in a funk, you know, what are some hopes? What are some dreams that you have? Write those things out. That can be very, very helpful. You're make sure you're eating, not overeating, but just make sure you're eating. Your diet is important. You know, your water, your fruits, the vegetables, all those things. You know, and do your best, because I know it's tempting. I have, you know, ice cream calls my name loud and clear each and every day. I've got to fight. I got to fight the sound. I got to fight it, y'all. I got to fight it. But just, you know, be mindful of what we're eating, and we don't want to all become emotional eaters and, you know, gain 30 pounds during this, you know, during this season. So we've got to monitor that. Y'all know exercise. You know me. Do I have to say it? Exercise. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever that looks like, if it's a full-blown, intense workout, go for it. If it's just walking up and down your street, that's okay. But just do what you are able to do. Embrace that. Celebrate that. The next day, go out and attempt to do a bit more. But be consistent. Whatever it is that you do, be consistent. A routine. Develop, if you haven't done so already, develop a routine. Because I know, you know, for myself, I tend to stay up late, and then I might sleep a little later in the morning, which works for me because I still get my work done. But routines are important. Maintaining some sort of a routine. One of the other voiceover artists that I work with, he says he gets up in the morning, he does his exercise, his meditation. Then he goes and he puts on the clothing that he would put on if he were to go out to go to work. And then he goes down to his studio and he does his recording. And he says it really helps him as far as his frame of mind to be in that work mindset. And he truly believes that that comes out through his voice. It comes out through his voice. So, you know, developing a routine. And I've even started doing that. You know, I get up, I go, I work out, I do my meditation. I come in, I shower and change, and, you know, at first I was just kind of putting sweats on. But now, you know, I'll put on a dress, or I'll put on something that I might wear, you know, if I were actually going out the door to go to work. And it really does help with the mindset. So, you know, just try it. Doesn't hurt. Just, you know, just try it. Rest, rest, rest. I can't stress that enough, y'all. We've got to rest. We sometimes we can overwhelm ourselves with all of this information that we get from the news. That can be overwhelming. When we go out to the store, you know, we're supposed to social distance, and we wear a mask, and we're in the grocery store, and we're trying to social distance, and that you know, going out to the grocery store has become stressful, at least for me anyway. I don't know. Has it become stressful for you? I don't know. But, you know, just trying to distance and be mindful of that, and staying on the little markers that the stores have, and being intentional when you reach for something on the, you know, all of that stuff can just be mentally exhausting. So you've got to give yourself an opportunity to rest, even if you have to take a nap during the day. You know, give yourself an opportunity to rest. So we want to journal, our diet, our exercise, make sure that you have a routine, rest. And then just the final thing, as I mentioned before, is just reflect on everything that you have come through that you didn't think you were going to get through. Reflect on everything that we have come through as a country. And I reference 9/11 because that's something that most of us can relate to. Think back on 9/11 and those, you know, couple of weeks following that. Could you imagine that we would be here? That there was life on the other side of that? You know, at that particular time, we weren't really seeing beyond that moment. But look at us. We're 19, 20 years down the road. Be encouraged, you all. We as a country, we as people, we as individuals have been through crisis after crisis after crisis, and we have overcome those crises. Life may look differently on the other end, but we have overcome them, and yet we still rise, yet we still go on. We are resilient as human beings on this planet. Stay strong, stay positive. For those of you who believe in a higher power and have a faith, please, 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 please remain prayerful, remain faithful, and we will get through this. All right? So you all stay encouraged, and we'll be back on the flip side. I want to give my engineer, Rosalind Cooper, a shout out. Just want to thank her so much for her diligence and her commitment each and every week to engineering the show. And also, I have to give my good friend Joyce White a shout out. We've been riding shotgun here on Survival Radio Network. For me, I believe it's 6 years for Joyce. I think it's been 7 years, right, Joyce? I think it's been 7 years for Joyce. And we've just supported each other, and I thank her so much for her love, her friendship, her support, for her helping me when I started, because she had already been on air like a year or so. If you have not already, make sure you check her out on Survival Radio Christian Network, Faith Walk with Joyce White. She has been on air 6 years and 8 months. That is commitment each and every week. I think maybe she's canceled twice, maybe, if that much. But just a faithful, faithful, faithful servant of God, faithful radio host. And for those of you who are interested in podcasting, you're thinking about starting your own radio show, Joyce is a perfect example of commitment and faith. Every Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., Survival Radio Christian Network, Faith Walk with Joyce White. If anything else was going on in the week, if everything else fell through, you certainly could tune in to Survival Radio Christian Network. Y'all think I'm joking. I am dead serious. 7:30. This woman was on air. So you talk about faith. You talk about consistency. You talk about commitment. That's what it takes to have a successful podcaster, to be successful in anything in life. Okay? Are y'all tired of hearing me talk? All right, we're going to take a break. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to a bit of Paula's perspective, and then we'll take a commercial break. We'll listen to a little music. And then when we come back on the flip side, the Cooper Connection with Rosalind Cooper, as she shares her thoughts for the week. And when she finishes, we'll take another quick music break, engineer's pick. We'll take a quick music break, engineer's pick, and then I will be back with closing comments. This is the Paula G Show right here on Survival Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, sit tight. We'll be back in a few moments. This is Paula G, and this is Paula's Perspective. In times like these, self-care is essential. Our country is in a state of turmoil, and regardless of the justification or lack thereof, there has been an avalanche of death and dying that is suffocating the heart, body, and spirit of anyone with a conscience. Fathers who will never come home again, mothers who will never see their sons again, children who are left without a parent and are struggling with the loss, much less understanding the reason why. And to add fuel to the fire, many agitators see fit to fan the flames rather than seek ways to extinguish an ultimate explosion ignited by a ball of confusion, hate, and self-gratifying agendas. This takes a toll on the decent men and women who are struggling to deal with it all. Whether these tragedies hit home or we are just observers from afar, one has to respond to the images of grieving families, grieving friends, colleagues, and a child who has draped himself prostrate over the casket of his deceased father. So how do we go on? How do we move on? How do we deal? How do we nurture and help those around us deal with the hurt, the stress? How do we help those around us deal while we ourselves are hurting, stressed, and weakened by it all? Questions we are all seeking to answer, but healing starts with self-care. We have to take care of ourselves before we can effectively care for others. It's the concept of the airplane oxygen mask. As much as you want to make sure your loved ones are covered, you must first cover yourself. Now, does that sound self-serving? Look at it this way. If you are busy making sure everyone else has their oxygen mask, how effective will you be to them when you pass out? You get my point. We as humans were not created for the level of stress that we deal with on a daily basis. That's why self-care is so essential. No one knows what tomorrow will bring. Some anticipate it will be more of the same. But prayerfully, that will not be the case. However, if it is, you have the tools you need to navigate your way through the battlefield. Now, God never said life would be easy. He simply told us He would never leave us or forsake us. You are never alone. Be encouraged. This is Paula's Perspective with music by Kevin MacLeod.
I am voice talent Paula G, and I would love to be a resource for you. Whether it's an intro, an outro, a commercial, PSA, tag, or more, consider Paula G the next time you have an audition or voiceover need. Email Paula at paulaggvoice.com. And remember, it's the voice that counts.
Looking for a cafe with a home-like appeal where all who enter feel like they are part of something? Visit My Coffee Shop, located in East Lake, Atlanta, Georgia. MCS has a full breakfast and lunch menu, offering both hot and cold options, and is home of the amazing Basil Lemonade. But don't forget their assortment of freshly brewed coffees. Come on by at 2462 Memorial Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. We're pretty sure My Coffee Shop at East Lake will become your coffee shop, too.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
SRN Survival Radio Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rosalind Cooper with your Cooper Connection on the second half of the Paula G Show here on Survival Radio Network. I want to talk to you tonight about comparing yourself and your story to others. I know, speaking for myself, and I'll just tell my story, that sometimes I do find myself comparing myself to others, especially people who I feel have accomplished their goal or done what they were supposed to do in a certain time frame, or they became successful at a younger age, or they had this amount of money at this age, and I only got this much at this age. And so that happens to me a lot, because if you don't know, I'm an aspiring actress and media mogul, and, you know, I just want to be very successful in these fields. So when I see people younger than me, younger actors and actresses, younger media professionals, you know, I go to workshops, they're 23, 24, I'm 34, and I'm just like, man, you know, they got it at an early age, and, you know, I wish that it could have happened to me. But maybe when I think about that and comparing myself, and I know Ms. Paula talks a lot about your journey, and especially comparing your journey and story to others, you just can't do that, because you don't know what someone went through. You don't know the road they had to trot, the baggage they had to carry around. It's just, you can't do that. And I know it's hard. We catch ourselves doing that. You know, I watch a lot of reality TV, and they're going on these lavish vacations and things like that. Granted, some of them are older than me, but some of them are younger than me. So when I see it, I'm just like, oh gosh, is it too late? Did I do something wrong? Should I have went here? Should I have done this? But, you know, as I look back through my life, the things that I have accomplished, they came at the right time. They may have been later than other people have done it, but they came at the time that it was right for me to handle it. You know, previously I said it took me 5 years to win this Ohio team. Some girls win their first year. Why it took so long, maybe I just wasn't ready those first 4 years. And maybe God had to get me mature and ready for the responsibility that comes with the title. And maybe if I was, and they do have little queens. They have queens starting from 6 all the way to 21. So I didn't win until I was 19, and I started at 14. And, you know, it was just my time. But during that time, I'm like, well, why is she winning? This is her first year, too. And, you know, I'm just, like, keep constantly comparing myself. And, well, if they got this and I don't have them, I'm just here to tell you that God will give you things in your time. When it's your season, it's your season. What's for you, it's for you. Now, you can look at the 20-year-old multimillionaire and say, oh, I'm 30, 40, 50 years old, and they're 20-something and a multimillionaire. But you don't know what they're going to be 30, 40 years from now, because some of them are too young to handle that type of stress, and they mismanage their money. And by the time they get in their 30s and 40s, they're bankrupt and have to start from scratch again, you know, or sometimes people do get things sooner than they're supposed to, and then they just mess it up, and it doesn't go the way it's supposed to. And I know when I pledged an organization, Alpha Kappa Alpha, I wanted to do it in school, but I couldn't do it because my CUNY GPA wasn't what they wanted. So I was like, man, I didn't do it. I missed that line, and they got to cross, and I missed out. But right after I graduated in 2008 from Central State University. In 2009, I became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha because it was my time, and I'm glad that I waited. My line sisters are the best line sisters ever. They're the perfect line sisters. They were the ones for me. And maybe if I would have pledged at that time, it wouldn't have been right, and everything would have collapsed because, you know, it's a little messy where that comes at that particular school. I'm just going to leave it at that. But anyway, yes, I can't compare that someone younger or even older than me, oh, well, they did this, and they went this direction, and they went that. You know, I wanted to be Miss Central State University. I thought I couldn't be a certain person. She ended up being disqualified. You know, you teach yourself when you compare yourself to people. You teach yourself out of opportunities and experiences. If you think you're not as good as a certain, oh, I'm not going to, and I'm talking to younger people running for homecoming queen or running for queen of your school. If you think you can't beat such and such, you never know on a certain particular day how the judges are going to vote. You know, you might be what they're looking for. And everybody might say, well, so-and-so is supposed to win, but the judges might pick you because you're the person that's supposed to fill it at that time. Makes sense? You know, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen for you, and when we force it, that is when things go wrong. So I just want to share something with you, notes about comparing yourself. And really, it's just saying comparison puts focus on the wrong person. You can control one life, yours, but when we constantly compare ourselves to others, we waste precious energy focusing on other people's lives rather than our own. Sums it up right then. We are wasting time. I'm wasting time comparing myself to multimillionaire 19-year-old rappers. And I'm 34, and I have not broken into media and acting yet. And it's so easy to put yourself down and compare yourself. But maybe God has something better. Maybe God has something bigger than I can even imagine or that person can even imagine. Maybe God has something so big for you that it takes time. And so I'm just here to say, just stay encouraged and run your race. You know, people say, you know, stay in your lane, run your race. Run your race and be encouraged that things will work out for you when it's time for it to work out. And then another thing I want to share is 5 reasons you should stop comparing yourself to others. Comparison is the thief of joy. I'm sure you've heard this saying a million times, but it's very important to reiterate it. Comparison will stall your progress. You can't physically change who you are. No one has a perfect life, and I will say that again. No one has a perfect life. Now, I'm a big admirer of Beyonce, but sometimes I'm like, oh, her life is perfect. She has everything, but her life is not really that perfect. I'm sure there's struggles and troubles that she deals with that we don't even know or we couldn't even imagine to know. You don't know what she had to fight through to get to where she is. She's very successful and very talented. She deserves where she is. My time will come. Your time will come. But you can't compare yourself to the people that are so quote-unquote on top or quote-unquote doing it, and you're not, and you think that you're a loser or you are wasting time because it has not happened to you. And the final one is there will always be someone better than you at something. That is just the truth. It's the truth. You know, I grew up dancing. I've danced since I was 5, and I dance on and off now. I haven't done it that much since I got older. But, you know, I thought I was a pretty good dancer, but we always had to try out for our dance teams and dance companies again because somebody else could be better. And that we used to be like, why do we have to try it again? We know all the secrets and the rules and the precision, but someone could be better, and that's what they're looking at. Someone could take your place, and if they do, it's okay. For that time and season, it was meant for them. But if it happened to you, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and do something else, and your time will come. I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in and giving me the opportunity to talk to you, and I hope I encourage someone, and just keep fighting, keep going, don't quit, and you'll make it. I just want to throw out some of my social media handles. You can find me on Facebook at Roslyn Cooper, and it's RoslynCooper. And you can find me on Instagram at RoslynWorld86. And my email is Rosalyn Cooper, RosalynCooper, at yahoo.com. Thank you so much, and have a great night.
If you're a content creator, social media socialite, influencer, or simply love to record current events, you need the Joystick. The Joystick is an essential tool for every type of digital content creator. It holds two or more mobile phones or tablets, allowing users to stream and record hands-free on multiple apps simultaneously. And it's lightweight and portable. For more information or to purchase your Joystick today, visit our website at www.joystick.com.
Have you been recently discharged from your employer through no fault of your own? Or maybe you quit your job for good cause? If so, then you may be entitled to unemployment benefits. If you have been denied unemployment benefits, we can help. Give us a call today. As a prior administrative law judge, I am confident that I can assist you in collecting the unemployment benefits you rightfully deserve. Free initial consultation. Be sure to call Unemployment Appeal Consultants today at 850-228-3556. Proudly serving the Georgia, Florida, and Alabama areas.
You may have heard the phrase, deals are done on the golf course, but do you know how that happens? The book Nine Holes, Nine Goals will provide hole-by-hole guidance on what to do and mistakes to avoid during a round of business golf. Pre-order your copy today at nineholesninegoals.com because closing deals on the golf course is no longer just a phrase. You can do it too.
SRN Survival Radio Network.
Is my king, is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. My support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my life.
This is the Paula G Show right here on Survival Radio Network. Now, y'all cannot say that you all didn't get a whole lot of nuggets of wisdom tonight. If you didn't get it all down on paper, guess what? Hit that rewind button, go back, listen again. It is always so, you know, I always talk about these worldwide conversations, and it is always so helpful, I believe, and so encouraging to get different perspectives on sometimes the same topic, different experiences, because we all have this walk of life and we all walk it differently. So it is, I always think it's imperative to have different points of view, to hear different points of view, because what I share may not resonate with everyone, but it resonates with someone. What Rosalind shares may not resonate with everyone, but it resonates with someone. Y'all follow what I'm saying? You know, we both share our perspectives, and it speaks to someone, and that's the thing that's encouraging, and the thing that I just feel is you know, is a beautiful thing. So I'm a strong believer. I always say these worldwide conversations, because what I'm sharing, what Rosalind's sharing, people around the world, everybody can relate to, because we're all going through this journey called life. Thank you all so much for joining us this evening. Once again, make sure you reach out, you share this episode. If something has been said that you feel could help someone else, then share the episode with someone. Reach out to me at paul@paulagvoice.com. Rosalind shared her information as well. You can reach out, let us know your thoughts. In the coming months, starting next month, we will still be having guests on, but also we'll be having some blasts from the past as we close out not only the Paula G Show here on Survival Radio Network, but Survival Radio Network at the end of June in 2020. And looking forward to what is on the other side of that. You know, what is on the other side of that? We always say when one door closes, what? Another door opens, and indeed it will. A reminder, Thursday mornings, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on WATC2, that's TOO.TV, My Journey with Paula G, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you miss it, you can go to my YouTube channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe, and you can view the past episodes, or you can visit my website, paulagvoice.com, for radio and television shows there as well. I hope you all have enjoyed this episode. I hope you all have been encouraged. Thank you so much, Rosalind. Once again, shouts out, my love. I appreciate you. Our underwriters, Creekside Dental, The Good Acting Studio, My Coffee Shop, Survival Radio Network, Clicks Photography, and Clark Garrison, Lusu Designs, Positive Power 21, and LB Tax Service. We thank you so very much for your support of not only this journey on the Paula G Show, but my journey with Paula G on WATC. Y'all stay safe, take care, wash your hands, use your mat, you know, handle your business, okay? Handle your business so we can continue to live, strive, and thrive. Thank you all so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, embrace the journey.